Speaking of Thanksgiving and things that are positive, on the cultural trail sometime next year or by 2013, there will be some kind of artwork created by an African-American or African-Americans that regales or creates or displays African-American culture. And there's an opportunity for the community to weigh in and see and vote on which idea they kind of like the best. We got some of the folks from the committee in the House. Toby Miller is here, who represents Gypsy, the Race Relations Leadership Network, and the people that have been working together. Reggie Jones, who raised some sand back in the day when this was involved. We also have Ashley Robinson, my good friend Jocelyn Tandy and Donde. Guys, welcome. Glad
Thank
to have you.
Thank you.
So where are we in this process? We've got, what,
five finalists.
Okay, describe the proposals. You know, granted this is picture radio, but kind of give the community, what are these proposals?
You're kind of ambitious in that regard, Amos. They range from figurative art, so like a sculpture, traditional sculpture, mural.
Okay.
Then there's some little bit more abstract kind of art that's kind of there's kind of destination art, if that's a way to describe it.
Something so deep everybody would want to come and take pictures of it.
All of them.
You call it, you send it and send it to your relatives across the country. Say, see what we got. That kind of thing.
Instagram Nation, right here in India.
Okay, all right.
So each one though presents something different. Each one has a degree of interactivity with it. One is. I can't even put one over another. Each one is they're very diverse proposals. The committee did a good job in getting or giving us a range of options.
So how do people weigh in?
Well, Reggie? They can weigh in by, number one, they can, and we want their comments. We want the comments from the community. They can weigh in by going to a website, and that website is publicarts@indy.com. Or you can call Toby Miller, and that number is 317-289-4692. But we really want the community to get involved in this. This was the whole purpose, was community participation. And thus far, we've had maybe about 162 hits on the website, but we want more in terms of involvement in the community. Those people that were not represented from the beginning or now has the opportunity to be represented.
And if I could, Amos, they still have an opportunity to actually go and get up close and personal with the proposals, what we call them maquettes. They're basically 3D renderings.
So they call them maquettes.
Maquettes.
Okay, all right.
And they're 3D renderings of the actual proposals that people can go even now until the 9th of December. They can go to the Arts Garden and peruse the actual art. There'll be actual pictures of the art, like posters of the art in some of the branches of the Marion County Public Library. I know the one definitely that'll be there will be at 42nd and College. And that process will be open for people to go look at the art and make, you know, actually handwritten commentary they can add to this whole process. And that'll be done going on from December 9th through the 23rd. So really trying to maximize the opportunity for people to not only do the web, you know, webbing engagement with the committee, but to actually go down, look at the art, and then make specific comments and give us their feedback.
239-1310, 239-1310 is after news. The name is so Ashley Robinson. Why should people be engaged in this?
This process is pretty much unprecedented. We are asking people for their input. The public actually gets to basically pick the project, have their input on the project, which is very important just from the past project. You know, there was no input. So if we can get our community to actually get involved in the arts and make a statement here in Indiana and in Indianapolis, we would greatly appreciate it.
Jocelyn.
Yes.
Where are you on all this?
I'm considered a community stakeholder. I was one of the persons that met face-to-face with Mr. Payne, the director of the Community Foundation regarding the slave statue and how I felt about it. And I think most people that know me know I speak plain and direct about race relations in the city. I attended the community forum at Crispus Attucks Museum back in January and signed up to help oversee the selection process and to ensure that our cultural and heritage was reflected in whatever artwork was finally selected for the cultural trail.
I'm on the website, and the website is indiearts.org/art-on-the-trail. And let me see how good my radio skills to try to describe this. There's one proposal from and these are all African American artists.
Right. Yes.
One from a brother named Reginald Adams from Houston, Texas. He calls his proposal the Historic Mile, which would be a concrete structural wall with mosaic mural, which would have photos of outstanding African Americans from our history here in Indianapolis in a mural, which on one level looks unique, on another level reminds me a little bit of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. It's the first time I'm looking at them, so I'm trying not to judge one over the other, but this is different. Ain't none in the white community like this. This is different. Then we got somebody from Yonkers, New York. Sister girl. Her name is Vinnie Bagwell. She's proposing a bronze sculpture that would be 6 feet high called the Griot at the Sacred Place of My Ancestors. And this would be a black woman as a griot, and it's got a lot of intricacies in the particular design. And she's coming not only from an African-American perspective, but from a woman's perspective. Then we have another gentleman from Shokan, New York. These from the suburbs. These are not from Harlem. This is some other place. I don't know where these places are in New York, but this is another brother named Michael Perrier. From the New York area, he calls his Dan Chair, D-A-N Chair, bronze chairs and etched granite pavers. And this is deep. This would be a couple of chairs that setting around in like a circle, and the chairs are there making a statement, and he says he feels the project has significance for Indianapolis with its long African-American history and having been a significant stop of the Underground Railroad, home of the Attucks Museum and Madam C.J. Walker. The work is simple, a circle truncated top to bottom consisting of granite pavers. So we got bronze, we got murals, we got chairs. Oh, folk will talk about this. And folk will try to sit in the chairs. And then we got from Indianapolis, Bill Rasdale, and Atsu Potofsky. I'm getting there. Their design, let's see what the hometown crowd got. Their design is called Tribute to Jazz on Indiana Avenue. Painted architectural grade aluminum, impact resistance, non-clouding acrylic panels, LED lighting, and audio. There'd be music?
Yes. Yep.
Music on the cultural trail. This is deep. And it's like a music note lying on top of acrylic panels that you could see through. So far, everything that I've seen, tour buses would come and take pictures of these. No joke.
Right.
Yeah, white folks would
come and take pictures of these.
Yeah. It's a great selection.
Yeah, and let me see the last one. Okay, Bernard Williams. I've seen four. Now you come. Oh Lord, let me see what he's coming with. He calls his talking wall powder coated steel, and it's kind of a steel representation of culture. And this is deep. So, you know, no disrespect to the brother that did the slave statue, but the five proposals all knock it out the park.
Most
in terms, yeah, this is very impressive, guys. It really is. Now that I'm really seeing this for the first time.
Well, and if I could, one of the things that is unique about this whole process, Amos, is when we did go out to the community. Jocelyn kind of talked about how the community forum process. You know, we asked the community, "What kind of things are you looking for?" what's the input? And the community input was critical. It kind of shaped everything that's evolved out of this, not only the RFP process, but what kind of art that should be represented, gave kind of ideas not only about location, but the scope and the nature, the significance of it. The community was critical in making sure all of that happened, influenced everything. And I think, speaking on behalf of the committee, we think that having that kind of public back into the public art process created better opportunities and, as you can see, very diverse options.
There are some people that are listening, and this was in the initial discussion before the committees. And I think they were looking at, and a lot of people look at public art as regular statues because people are used to seeing statues of Lincoln and Washington and soldiers on horses, and that is our ideal of public art. But it looks like in the designs that were submitted and in these finalists, this is public art. Each of these things has black in it. It's got a black – this is not – Gauguin. This is not Chagall. This is not, what's at the art museum this week? It's not, but Matisse. It is not European centric art. No. It's black, but it's art. It's something that people will talk. It will cause conversation in the beauty shop, the barber shop, and the grocery store.
Wamison, you're right, and we wanted the artists to have their own creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It was not designed for us or a committee to tell them what to do. And, right. And Ashley kind of pushed that in some of the meetings, that the artists have the freedom to do that. And the other thing is that we know that nationally, why everybody is looking at this, because it got publicity
right.
all across the United States in terms of the rejection. And everybody want to know, well, what are these folks going to come up with?
Is it also in looking at these designs, because the criticism was an image the community felt was negative or presented a stereotype. In these five designs, there's no stereotype listed at all in terms of any negative stereotype, whether it's a 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, or 20th century stereotype, or a 21st century negative stereotype.
Yeah, I can add to that. We really wanted to push the envelope here. We wanted to make sure that we didn't have that stereotype. But we also wanted it to be innovative. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't have, you know, the regular bronze sculptures and things like that. Even though one of our submissions are, you know, is basically that. But we wanted to have a different outlook on that thinking. And I pushed that right. being an artist, making sure that we have more than just murals. More than just a bronze sculpture. We needed a multitude of things to select and pick from, because that's where basically the art is going right now. That's the art generation.
Is also the goal to create something that reflects Afrocentric culture, that reflects the values of this community,
right.
but that also people will go and say, wow. They might say some other stronger things, but this is a G-rated program. But is that it? So that people come and say, wow.
Well, we would love for them to say, wow, of course. But any response in art is very good for an artist. So we're hoping that the wow factor is there. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Let me go to Larry right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Look, you know, sometimes art can turn into propaganda. I think that the slave statue would have been very appropriate, and it would have been a communing place for the black people right there in front of the city county building, and people, tourists, would have stopped and taken pictures with it. And it would be more recognizable, more controversy at first, but I think it could have blended into the community and maybe opened a lot more doors than something that's going to be self-explanatory. So I think that sometimes art can turn to propaganda and not show the true story. You know, the slave is already impressed in the minds of people here in Indianapolis for the trail, And I think they should just go on back and have that executed and let it come what may and have it right there in front of the city-county building on Washington Street.
No, too
many people in our community felt insulted because some of us who do know our history, we know our history did not begin with slavery. And there were free African-Americans in this country, so all African-Americans in America were not slaves. Then, too, I emphasize culture. I took a copy of a Black History calendar to Mr. Payne, and I showed him all the success stories in every educational field, artistic field, scientific field. And I said, if this is a cultural trail, many of the white artists and artworks reflected success in the white community, okay? And I felt that any artwork reflecting our heritage or culture should be a positive impact on our young people. Because right now, our young Black men are depicted in media as negative, uneducated, and candidates for prison. And I felt that we needed some positive pieces of artwork on the cultural trail. No one consulted us about the other pieces that are there. And now we had to have a committee to make sure that the community had input. You can go online and cast your opinion after you go view these pieces. That's why we're here. We're encouraging more people to become involved by either calling Mr. Miller, the number that was given out, and we can give it out later on, and also going online and visit the Arts Garden down at Circle Center Mall, and then after the 9th, visit the library at 42nd and College. And the reason we're at the library, there will be pictures there for you to turn around, go to a computer, and give your opinion on which piece you think would be appropriate for the culture trail.
When is the cutoff for the community to give their feedback? Toby?
The cutoff is going to be December 23rd.
Okay.
That's basically when we're kind of bringing all that stuff together, all the comments, all the input, and then we'll be setting up for the Art Selection Committee to reconvene sometime in mid-January. And then that group will ultimately hear and receive, process all the comments, and then make a decision. And then we'll have fabrication and development, and we expect to have it ready by mid to late summer.
So is the final decision going to be made based upon artistic reasons, or can it be built at a reasonable cost? What I would call cost and construction considerations.
Well, a lot of that was kind of processed and managed at the front end through the RFP process and the selection of the finalists. There was some feasibility analysis that was going on even as the committee was looking at, okay, can this really be done within the budget parameters?
Right.
All the five finalists are able to be done within that budget parameter. And then what the committee is going to do, again, the committee is comprised of, art, historians, curators of museums. These are art professionals, art educators, as well as community folks and stakeholders, as you can see. And the decision is going to be based on, obviously, the art, the quality of the art, the standards set forth by the RFP and best practices, and then also community input. Mm-hmm. So it's a hybrid. It's not just some ivory tower group that just says, well,
is this
going
to be harder to pick than picking who plays in the college football playoffs?
Probably. BCS probably wouldn't help us here at all. But
so this might be one. Call Condoleezza Rice and Coach Dungy to help you all out.
Yeah, good luck. And I think what we don't see, and this is probably important for the community to know, the Art Selection Committee, even the Cultural Arts Committee, they've been doing hard work. It's not been a sanitized environment. These folks have been going at it, struggling and battling with each other, having some rather passionate, I would say, conversations.
Oh, like Thanksgiving dinner discussions that'll happen tomorrow.
It's been a family affair. Yes.
It's been a family thing. Let me go to Councilor Duke Oliver right quick. Hi, Duke.
Yeah. Emma, thank you for having such a good topic on this afternoon and those guests that are on there. And I appreciate the comments made by I think the lady that made the comment in response to what Larry was saying, I agree with her.
That was Josh
wholeheartedly. That the depiction of African Americans in the positive sense is very much needed, and those that advocate otherwise, we're opposed to that. I was over at the museum, Chris and Patty, on the first day of viewing, as a matter of fact, Mr. Robert Chester. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Robert Chester was there, and he kind of walked me through what I was looking at, you know, and some interpretation of it, and I want to thank him for that. I also want to thank those that have those on display over there. It's kind of a well-rounded on what we may select from that. It's much more reflective, I feel, than what was given to us before. That shame art that's going to depict shamefulness, something that you and I don't want to remember. We want to tell the story, but we certainly don't want to wear it on our sleeve or something we're proud of. That piece of artwork that was presented over a year ago. So I want to thank those artists that have their stuff on display, and I trust that our community will select a good piece. And thank you all for what you do.
Thanks, Duke.
This is really the spirit of Thanksgiving. Duke Oliver agreed with something Jocelyn Tandy Adonde said. See, everybody, we're all getting the Thanksgiving spirit already.
Christmas Addicts alumni.
There you go. There's the unity.
We come together for one purpose.
All right, in order to get, if you want to find this out, you go to indiearts.org, and then click on Public Art. Current projects, and you'll see African American art on the cultural trail. And by the first of next week, we'll get it up on our website, praiseindy.com, so you can kind of see the art for your. This is some fantastic stuff. The art for yourself. And is there a number that they call, Toby?
Yep.
Oh, who got
it?
No,
I'll have it.
Ashley's got the number.
You can call Toby Miller at 317-289-4692. Once again, that's 317-289-4692.
And the website.
And the website is indiearts.org, and then click on public art, and then click on African American art on the cultural trail. So now, is this something that if a year from now, Minister Farrakhan comes back to town and he sees whichever the winners is, he'll like any of the five?
I'm sure he will. Yeah. He will. Guarantee you he will.
Will the governor like any of the five?
I would hope that the governor would like
so.
Five.
Would the mayor like any of the five?
He better.
Well,
we're hoping that everybody
will. What did y'all say? He better.
I get the feeling this is gonna be where everybody will come on the cultural trail, bring their cameras, bring the kids, bring everybody.
Let me throw one last shameless promotion out here, Amos. We obviously have a local affinity to this,
right?
But this is really what Ash was saying is unprecedented. When the RFP went out, we had over 1,200 hits just for the RFP. Mm. Normal art competitions may get 200.
Mm.
So the attention of the art world is literally, I'm not blowing this up, the attention of the art world is here.
Uh-oh.
And folks have been inquiring about how did we negotiate all these divergent issues and passions and bring people together.
This could make the New York Times. Talking about black folk in Indianapolis doing something positive.
Sounds good.
All right, Toby Miller, Reggie Jones, Ashley Robinson, Jocelyn Tandy, Anandi, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Thanks very much for being with us.